are tuned to WFMU. This show is called Downtown Soulville. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning soul 45s and CD tracks and things like that. And I am honored to have with me tonight in the room right across the glass from me, WFMU DJ extraordinaire and my buddy, Michael Shelley. Michael.
Mr. Finewine, it's my honor, my pleasure to be here. What a unique pairing, but we'll make it work.
Well, at least this year, we don't have to do it like 12 hours again tomorrow. I mean, not that I don't love co-hosting for you, but...
Well, I'll tell you, I am not just your co-host. I am your fan and your listener for so many years. How many years on the air at WFMU for you, Mr. Finewine?
32 this June.
And, I mean, this is kind of a large question, but, I mean, I'm guessing from listening to your show that there is no fatigue whatsoever, that there's maybe even, like, a third wind or, like, the digger. Because you have to dig deep, and so this show motivates you to keep finding new veins in the mind.
You know what? I have not gotten tired of looking for records and of playing them for people. That's still my greatest joy in life. Pretty much. I get a little weary taking the PATH train out to the station some Fridays after a long work week.
That's funny. I say driving to the station, driving home actually is the only thing about doing the radio show at WFMU that I don't like, because you get stuck in that Holland Tunnel traffic. But, you know, you take your Friday nights when you could be doing many other things, and you devote them to entertaining folks, to turning folks onto stuff, and you do it with so easy going. It's not preachy, it's not nerdy, it's not fetishy, it's just with love. And really, that makes it a big difference to me anyway.
It's certainly not preachy. I think it might be a little nerdy. Come on.
I don't think so. It's cool, my friend. 800-989-9368 is the number to call. Operators are standing by. Efren is to the right of me, ready to answer phone number one. Kevin Nutt said, I'm too tired to answer phone number two.
Is he in there?
Yes, he is. And he's going to answer phone number two. Believe me, he's going to get off his southern end and go answer that phone. 800-989-9368.
His burnt
end? Hey, what is your premium this year?
My premium this year is a CD that I've burned of 25 weird, obscure instrumental tracks from my collection, like the one that we're hearing right now, which is called Bernie's Theme by the Jaywalkers.
Bernie.
Well,
it's like a Mad Magazine name, you know?
It's like a mid-century Jewish man's
Melvin's
name.
Melvin's Theme, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Bernie's Theme. So, yeah, 25 tracks. It's called Goin' Ape for Purple Pizza. I think I'll play Purple Pizza this week. One of the tracks on the CD. I played Goin' Ape last week. So if you donate $75 or more to the station, you get a copy of that CD, automatically yours. No kind of drawing or anything.
Of course, you get a T-shirt as well.
And lots of other stuff.
You know, you also get our program guide, LCD. I think this is a thing we should be bragging about more. If you subscribe at that level, you will get 2 times a year our program guide, which is also a music magazine, and based on the last couple of issues, it's a fantastic kind of thing, which you will get a subscription mailed to your house.
I am so happy they revived that magazine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 800-989-9368, the pledge line, or you can fire up your computer and go to WFMU.org. We got prizes to give away. The first one is called More Lovin' on the Flip Side. It's a Now Again label LP. Hang on. Keep talking.
Yeah. We've got prizes. That goes to anybody who pledges. How much or more?
$20 or more. We'll give that one away half past the hour. More Lovin' on the Flip Side. It's a collection of ballads, soul ballads, which I love. I know I've got a listener or two who just want to hear all up-tempo things, but I like some of these sweet soul ballads. I'll play something from that
Absolutely. Pretty
soon. Also, we have a grand prize we'll draw for at the end of the show. It's a 345 pack on Rocafort Records.
Are these reissues? Rocafort.
Yes. It's the entire output of a Macon, Georgia label called Stone Records. 345s. I've got one track queued up from this grand prize right now, actually, because I thought it would be a good thing to hear. It's by a group called the Flintstones. It's called Ruby. So grand prize, pledge during the hour to get in on the grand prize drawing, which will happen at the end of the show. 800-989-9368 or online, WFMU.org. Michael Shelley, I'm going to play this 45 right now.
Excellent. Thank you, Matt. Mr. Fonway.
I knew you would do that.
I knew it.
WFMU, Downtown Soulville Radio Program. It's our annual two-week fundraising marathon trying to raise $1.8 million. I think I just read we're 87% of the way there.
But we're more than, we're less than, yeah.
We're less than.
Yeah, I think we're not quite 80, we're more than 87% done with our funders, so we're a little behind schedule.
Yes, let's hear, the it only goes through Sunday night.
That's right.
The marathon ends. So, yeah, we need to raise that additional 130, how much? 86, whatever it is.
We're good at music.
It's a couple hundred thousand.
Should I thank a few folks, Matt?
Yeah, let's hold off on thanking folks, sure, and let me play something from the premium CD, Goin' Ape Over Purple Pizza. This is called Soppin' Gravy. It's by Jimmy Stewart, one of 25 obscure instrumentals on this CD that I've made for you. Pledge $75 to get it at WFMU.org or by calling 800-989-9368. Okay, Mike Rosselli, what's happening in there?
Well, we've got a little bit of action in the phone room. Folks are calling 800-989-9368. They're getting in the running for your premium, Goin' Ape for Purple Pizza, all instrumental tracks. That was one. They're getting in the running for our prize and our grand prize, and I want to thank some folks. How about Sierra in West Milford, New Jersey?
Thank you, Sierra.
Part of a Mouse of Today pledge and says, thanks for the tunes on Friday night.
Thank you, Sierra.
How about Steve in Dunwoody, Georgia?
Thank you, Steve.
Steve says, fine, super fine wine. Yeah.
Thanks.
Like a possible t-shirt. How about Greg in Buffalo, New York?
Thank you, Greg.
Greg says, double appointment radio. I tune in every Friday night and Saturday morning, 6 years listening, no repeat songs. And this is fantastic. Greg is upping his Swag for Life $5 more a month than he was already giving. And Swag for Life is the best way to help the radio station. Your credit card gets billed a minimum of $10 a month. Yeah. And it's really painless. $10, with that, you can't buy, I mean, in New York City anyway, you can't buy anything. You can't get a burrito, certainly.
I was in Seattle recently, and it's even worse there. It's more expensive. A cup of coffee was $7.50 at a place I went to.
And they with a straight face?
Small.
Oh, my God.
Like a small Americano.
Was it that weird coffee that some animal eats and then excretes and then they make the coffee out of it? Have you heard about that?
I have not, and I would not like to hear any more about it. Thank you.
How about our own Matt Fivash?
Oh, awesome.
The guy has the blues 24/7.
Thank you, Matt Fivash.
He says, the Flintstones, Jimmy Stewart, this show's got everything. What? He's also got a bionic arm now. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in action yet. I'm looking forward to seeing that low-slung bass of his.
Exactly.
Next time the piggies play.
800-989-936 or pledge online at WFMU.org. 32 years on the radio, Mr. Finewine.
And 33 for you, right?
34, but let's
34.
Not.
34. I thought you only had me by year.
You
okay.
know, it's funny. There were times when I used to brag about how many years I've been on it. Now people are like, oh, a really long time. You know, otherwise they'd think, like, what are you, like, grandpa?
Hey. All right, let's hear another thing from the grand prize.
Yeah, let's do that.
The flip of this is a band. So let me say again, Stone Records was a label in Macon, Georgia. They put out 345s, all of which are great. I've played all of them on the show in the past. But
So are these the kind of things that used to go for sky-high prices? And
some of these go for sky-high prices. Yep. This one, the one I'm playing right now, does... Well, kind of high. But anyway, it's got really interesting liner notes by John Ridley. Yeah, here are the Flintstones. Grand prize. Hey, y'all. Drawing at the end of the show. So this is from the grand prize. We'll draw for that at the end of the show. Got a pledge at 800-989-9368 to get in on that drawing or online at WFMU.org. The prize we're giving away at half past the hour is a compilation on Stone's Throw Records of... Oh, sorry, on Now Again Records, not Stone's Throw, called More Loving on the Flip Side. It includes a bunch of beautiful soul ballads. I'm going to play one right now. I'm playing it off the 45, which is a little scratchy. If you win this prize, I guarantee you it will not be as scratchy as this. These are the Soul Chargers on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Every beat of my heart, there's a beat for you. Every time I dream, there's a dream I dream for you. Oh my, can't attention. You're my inspiration. Everything, everything I do, I'm gonna do it for you. Gonna do it for you. Although we're so far apart, but my love is still so true. With every beat of my heart, there's a beat for you. With all my conversation, you're my inspiration. Gonna do it for you. Gonna do it for you.
It's our annual WFMU fundraising marathon. Only a couple days left. The pledge line is 800-989-9368. You can also pledge online at WFMU.org. I'm very pleased to be here with my buddy Michael Shelley, who does a fantastic show. He plays 2 hours of nothing but number one hits every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., What a great show you have, Michael.
Thanks.
I love it.
Thank you, Mr. Feinwein. Can I ask you a question? When you were in high school, did you listen to like new wave music or disco?
I did. Yeah. But before that, I listened to Kiss, The Rolling Stones, and Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention mostly, and Aerosmith.
And you don't have an older brother or sister,
no,
right?
No, I'm an only child.
So what was your gateway to music? What?
I had an uncle in the music business. I had... I listened to the oldies station starting when I was like 5.
Yeah, well, lots of number one hits there. And so what turned you to soul? What was the thing?
Well, that's a long story. Here, I'll tell you in a second.
Sure, 800-989-9368. You know what? I'm going to just thank a couple of people. Thanks to Brett in Brooklyn. He says, Mr. Feinwein rocks. More New York City dance parties, please.
Papa, 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 thank you. Papa, thank you. Papa, papa, thank you. Papa, thank you.
That's actually the Rivingtons. That is a 10-inch acetate I picked up in Detroit at a record shop. They did it to thank a local Detroit radio DJ for breaking their record. Yes.
Oh.
That does not exist elsewhere. Oh, who knows? Maybe they did it for other cities too.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I want to thank Sean in East Hampton. He makes a very generous pledge. He'll be
Sean.
Your premium plus. And he says, I'm a fan of the world's greatest music expert.
We haven't done that in a long time. It's been 10 years or so.
By popular demand.
Wait, you asked me a question. How did I how did I start to focus on soul music?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I'm from Detroit, and I am kind of very into the history of Detroit culture, let's say. And grew up in the city, went to elementary school with children of Motown stars like David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, and the producer Norman Whitfield, and a couple other Temptations as well, and some other people. And
so, like, back to school night, those parents were walking the halls of the school with your mom?
Eddie Kendricks showed up once, I remember, and everybody was all excited. Yeah. But anyway, around 1986, at the beginning of the CD era, I was in a record shop. I was collecting all kinds of stuff at that point, buying up all kinds of music. I liked everything. But I found this CD called The Northern Soul of Detroit. And I was like, what is this? And I listened to it, and I didn't like it all. But I was fascinated by it, and I was like, wait, what is this stuff? It sounds kind of like Motown. Some of it's not as good. Some of it is as good, and I don't know what it is. And I you know, this was pre-internet, so I couldn't look everything up. But I discovered that, this was music being made by people all around me in the 60s while I lived there. And I was just kind of blown away by that and decided I had to buy up everything I could get my hands on, which is what I've tried to do since then, you know, the last 40 years. And I expanded beyond Detroit also. There's your answer, Michael Shelley.
No, that is always people's, like, origin story is interesting. I want to thank Stephen in beautiful Montclair, New Jersey. He says, turn off the news and listen to the music.
Thank you, Stephen.
I agree, Stephen. Appreciate your generosity. He'll be getting your premium Going Ape for Purple Pizza. Thank you to Eddie in Australia, sometimes on the comment board.
Oh, I know, Eddie. He comes to the FMU record show occasionally.
He brought
me
some Tam Tams once. Nice guy.
Thank you, Eddie. Yes, very nice guy.
And it's, what is it? It's like 12 or 15 hours tomorrow.
I don't know what the... Oh.
So 8, 9, 10, it's 11:30 in the morning or something. So a beautiful
Saturday
morning.
It's also a
different
season.
Yeah, it's summertime. Yeah, that's where my daughter is right now. Thank you, Eddie, for your longtime WFMU support. He pledged online at WFMU.org. You can do that easily, and you can take a look at what our premiums are. Our premiums are what we call our thank you gifts, stuff like T-shirts and bumper stickers. But there's a beautiful hoodie this year, a beautiful red hoodie. There's a bag, which is like a nice luggage type of piece.
Yeah,
lots of great things. You can look at them on WFMU.
Yeah, if you go to the website, you'll see the whole prize rundown.
Yeah, and folks can tell you on the phone, too. Any questions about pledging, it does get a little confusing with the different levels, et cetera, et cetera. So call 800-989-9368. Speak to a person. They'll answer all your questions.
Let's hear another track from this premium CD, Going Ape for Purple Pizza. 25 instrumentals from my collection. I mentioned last week, when I was putting this together, I realized only 6 or 7 of them are actually Shazamable, Michael. These are obscure records.
It is funny. I've often Googled a soul record, and the only result was your show.
Yeah. These aren't all, I will say, these are not all soul. They're just a bunch of oddball instrumentals. This one, in fact, is an early Herb Alpert effort that seems impossible to find. It's under the name The Diddly-Oos, and it's called Like Terrible.
I like his work with Peaches better, but okay.
800-989-9368 or online, WFMU.org, our annual fundraiser. So, Michael Shelley, I tried to put a variety of instrumental sounds on this CD compilation I made. Some guitar instros, some organ instros. I know that you are notorious for cutting out saxophone solos, and I know that Rex also likes to talk over saxophone solos, as do I, but there are some decent saxophone instrumentals on this compilation, I will say.
I'll take your word for
it. Okay. I've got one queued up, another track from the CD queued up. This is a Memphis group sounding very Memphis-y. They're called the Memphis Marks. You can tell. So if I played you this record, Michael, and I said, what city is this from?
Yeah, I would say it's a Booker T in the, like, the NGs or, like, some sort of, like, a ripoff of,
Yeah, it's called Mark and Time. 800-989-9368. Get this premium CD. Marquees. These tracks are pretty impossible to find elsewhere. 800-989-9368 or online WFMU.org. Okay, Michael Shelley, I think what we should do is prepare to give away the prize, the Now Again label compilation called More Lovin' on the Flip Side.
Let me first, though, thank Claire in New York City, who said this has always been one of my favorite shows, and she makes a premium-sized pledge. Thank you,
thank
Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
And I want to thank Chad from Philly Coulter. Makes a very generous pledge. I've been along for 28 years of the 32 years of Downtown Soulville's ride. Thanks to for the
Thanks,
soul,
Chad.
Mr. Finewine.
Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you both. Should we give that away?
Let's. Maybe these last two people should get in on
yeah,
the run.
Yeah, they running. Are.
Okay. Okay.
These last two here. Okay,
yeah,
we can.
And then we'll move on to the next prize, which is a Kent Ace compilation from England. These guys have been putting out such great stuff
they
over the
really
years.
They really have, yeah. Ace, I don't know how they do it. They manage to license great stuff, put out great liner notes, great packages.
Oh, my gosh. This one's called New Breed R&B Money Talks. We'll hear a couple tracks from that. But first, I'm going to play another one from the grand prize. So when the show ends in half an hour, we'll give away the New Breed R&B Money Talks and the grand prize, this 345 Stone Records collection from Roquefort Records. Roquefort? Roquefort? I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I should have researched it before I got in the air, Michael.
I wouldn't know.
But let's hear another track from that. Alice Rozier and Little Joe. This is called I Love You.
Let me just remind folks, 800-989-9368.
I love you.
Alice Rozier and Little Joe. That's on our Grand Prize 345 collection from Rocafort Records. Let's hear something from the prize. Oh, let's give away that prize. Yeah, sorry,
Stephen
Michael.
Montclair is the winner.
Congratulations, Stephen. Thank you, everybody, for pledging.
And thanks to the folks at Now Again Records for giving us that. The prize on the up for grabs now is New Breed R&B Money Talks on the Kent Ace label. Get in the running for that. Folks who pledge will be in the running for that. What are you going to play now?
I'm going to play something from that prize.
Oh, great. Terrific.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Lee Robinson. It's called Twist It, Baby. 800-989-9368 or online, WFMU.org.
I got a little girl. She likes to do the twist. She's my little girl. She can't be beat. Twist it, baby, by your diamond ring. Oh, baby, Cadillac and everything. Now if you don't twist it, baby, we'll get a doggone thing. She's my little girl. She can't beat me. Let's get a loose, baby, and do the twist. Twist it, baby, by your diamond ring. Oh, baby, Cadillac and everything. Now if you don't twist it, baby, we'll get a doggone thing. Don't be ashamed, little girl, or you'll break my heart. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ooh-wee. Look at her go. She really can dance across that floor. Twist it, baby, by your diamond ring. Oh, baby, Cadillac and everything. Now if you don't twist it, baby, we'll get a doggone thing. Oh, baby, don't be ashamed, little girl, or you'll break my heart. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby.
This is another track from the premium CD, Going Ape for Purple Pizza. This is an Ike Turner cover. Do you recognize this?
Absolutely. That guy was a wild guitar player. I mean, he would just do anything to get a little excitement into an instrumental record.
This guy, Billy Peake, is doing his best Ike Turner impression.
Oh, this isn't Ike Turner. Oh,
no.
Wow.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's totally that spazzy thing.
Yeah, it's called Prancin'. It's one of 25 instrumental tracks on our premium CD that's yours for $75 or more, donated here to WFMU by calling 800-989-9368 or going online to the website and using our easy system.
You want to thank a few folks, Mr.
Yeah, Friendline? Thank them.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Pasquale in New York City. He makes a very generous pledge. He will be getting 10 DJ premiums. He'll be getting the WFMU Hungry Cat hoodie. It's a beautiful red hoodie with just a little small design of the cat eating the record on the right side. And I think it's a beautiful piece of clothing. And I will be hanging outside your house trying to steal it from your mailbox. So, fair warning. But thank you so much for your generous pledge. How about Greg in Detroit, Michigan? Hello from the Motor City. Looking forward to cranking your unshazammable premium tunes.
Nice old friend, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. How about Gail in Ancram, New York?
How about her? Thank you.
She says, love Downtown Soulville and Mr. Finewine. How about thanks to Peter in Berkeley, California?
Thank you.
He's be getting a WFMU t-shirt this year. Easy, you just go online if you want. You can pick your size right away. We'll send it off to you. Lauren in Wallkill, New York. Annual donation in Carlos's memory. Thanks, Matt, for keeping the soul alive. She'll be getting your premium.
Thank you so much.
How about Connie in Valley Cottage, New York? Makes a very, very generous pledge. Listening since 1979, FMU is a lifesaver. And she'll be getting that Mad Cow Music 25 Years of the Hope and Mouth Symphonia CD, plus all of the other stuff, the t-shirt, the premium, the bumper sticker, the subscription to LCD. All these folks either pledged online at WFMU.org or they called 800-989-9368.
So let's hear another premium CD track. This is Travis and his orchestra. It's called The Candyman Popeye. Yours for a $75 pledge. This one is not only unshazammable, but ungooglable. I couldn't find this anywhere.
Can't find me record.
Whoops. Come on. It isn't a marathon show without me screwing up the controls. And the reason is, I'm not used to doing so many things. I usually just play.
And we're up in Studio B. It's a little bit more. Hey, you know, we're in the last 48 hours of our fundraiser for this year. We've lost $200,000 in federal funding this year, and we do need to make that up. We're slightly behind as a station on the whole to meet our goal, and that goal really does keep the lights on in the station for another year. We used to not have the swag for life, and I really want to pitch and let folks know that that is the best way to help the radio station. We used to just take your pledge once, and this is really something I vividly remember. You know, 10 months after the fundraiser, we kind of run out of money, and there would literally not be soap or sometimes toilet paper or stuff because we just did not... We didn't have any money to spend the last couple months of the year. Now with the Swag for Life, we have a steady income. We can budget. We can plan the year. We can pay all the bills on time. So I really ask folks who can set aside $10 a month, maybe a little more. Maybe folks are already pledging Swag for Life. They want to up that by $5. Give us a call. Say you want to up your pledge, up your Swag for Life. Rick called from San Diego, California.
Thanks, Rick.
From Sunny Rickles in sunny San Diego. You're not a hockey puck. He'll be getting your premium. Thank you. Bob in Rockaway, New Jersey. WFU is instrumental even when it isn't. Sure.
I think I get it. Yeah, he's referring to the premium CD. This is another track from it, by the way. Another instrumental that I recorded from 45s in my collection. The CD is called Goin' Ape for Purple
Pizza. Are you still
doing
that thing where you put Elmer's glue all over a CD, all over a 45, and then peel it off to get the dust off it?
Now I do it even if it's not dusty, just because I get so much pleasure from that process.
I'm going to buy stock in the Elmer's company just on the basis of hearing that. I think futures in glue just doubled on the NASDAQ.
It works. You got to let it sit for like 24 hours, though, so it dries thoroughly. And you also got to leave a little thing on the edge. You got
to
like put a little piece of cardboard under it or something.
So pull up.
Yes, otherwise
and
you're
have you, has this ever not worked for you? Has there ever been disaster?
No, it always works. I tried it for the first time on a record I didn't care about, but it does work. If
knowing
you need
my
to
luck, I'd try crazy glue, and it would be
that wouldn't work. But
hey, I want to thank Georgia in New York. Looking forward to Fine Wine and Michael's duet during the Hoof and Mouth. Remind us, is it I'm Your Puppet or Soul Man? Huh. Play it, Scott.
Good one. Let's hear another another song.
Georgia
from this.
Makes a t-shirt size pledge.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
That's of course half of Yola Tango, or a third of Yola Tango.
A third. Thank you so much, Georgia. Big friends of the station, Yola Tango. Oh my gosh, they do so much for us every year.
Sweetheart.
Thank you. Let's hear another track from this Stone Records 345 box. This is we heard the Flintstones earlier. This is Thomas Bailey and the Flintstones band.
Wilma.
It's called Flintstone Shuffle. Grand prize drawing at the end of the show. Get in on that drawing. 800-989-9368 or
Stony Curtis calling your place right now.
So they sure do love to sing about the Flintstones.
Yeah.
This group, the Flintstones band. We'll give this away at the end of the hour. It's part of the grand prize from Roquefort Records. I want to thank John Hammer once again for designing my CD.
Yeah,
he did
beautiful.
Such a great job.
Great color scheme on the front. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I thank a few folks? What do you
thank
say?
Thank them, yeah.
I want to thank Zach in Beacon, New York. Doesn't everyone moves from Brooklyn to Beacon? I think it's like a law.
It's true. Or some of those other towns right around there. Yeah.
He says, thank you, Mr. Finewine.
Thank you, Zach.
How about John in Brooklyn, New York? I'm a sustainer, but loving this set, giving a little bit more.
Thank you.
Yeah, in the second week of the marathon, sometimes it is tough, and I love it when folks are moved to just increase just a little bit. Thank you, John. How about Bianca?
Thank you, Bianca.
In New York. Boy,
Bianca and I used to be regulars at the same restaurant.
Oh.
I used to see her after my show.
Part of
the
Mouse Pledge.
Yeah.
She's a longtime supporter, volunteer, always
thank
see
you,
her
Bianca.
Around here. Yes, thank you. 800-989-9368.
Thank you. Papa, thank you. Papa, thank you. Papa,
let's hear this. Might be my favorite track from the instrumental CD. I just love this. It's a group called the Mighty Dog Catchers out of Florida. It's called It's Gonna Be a Mess Part 2. 800-989-9368 to get the CD. This is one of 25 instrumental tracks on Going Ape for Purple Pizza. The Mighty Dog Catchers. We'll be right back. Okay, Michael. That's... It's going to be a mess, part two, by the Mighty Dog Catchers.
A lot of, I'm sorry I brought up that thing about cleaning records with glue. It's caused a sensation on the chat board. Do you get a busy chat board on the show?
Sometimes, yes. The same characters every week. As busy as yours. Your chat board is like a whole little city.
Thanks to Clark and Marty, yes.
But I appreciate all the people who chime in every week. It's great. And sometimes, you know, if someone doesn't show up for a couple weeks in the chat board, you get a little worried
about
it.
It is a little community. Like FMU is a little community. I mean, do you feel that the WFMU is a community?
Oh, so much so. Yes. Yeah. I mean, and what an amazing station. There's no other station like this in the world as far as I can gather. I mean, there are other, you know, community listener-supported stations. There are other public stations. They're, you know, with great programming. But there's nothing really like this. This community of DJs and programmers. There's so many geniuses.
A lot
here.
Of what we don't do is what appeals to me. I always say that there's so much other media just does not appeal to me. It's not like, you know, if I watch the Super Bowl, I go, what planet is this? I do not like this planet. You know, I like the WFMU planet.
For sure. And, you know, because of the support of our listeners over the years, we're able to do things like permanent archives. There's no other station in the world that does that.
Absolutely, not even close. Yeah.
No, sometimes I'll hear about a show. Someone will say, oh, did you hear so-and-so on such-and-such station a couple weeks ago? You can listen to the archive. And then I'll go to the website of that station, which I won't name, and the archive will have been taken down after 2 weeks.
Or it's a nightmare. There's no playlist. There's no, you can't search. There's nothing like that. Yeah. You can do that all here at WFMU.
And if you're just to you, listeners,
exactly.
Thank you.
If you're just discovering Mr. Fine One, you can listen to all his archives since about 2000, which is when we started.
Yeah, about 25 years worth.
You can just, and I know people do that. They just start at the beginning and work their way to present time. Folks, 800-989-9368. Reach out. Show your appreciation for Mr. Fine One's hard work week after week after week. I say the best preparation for a marathon is doing 50 weeks of great radio, and you do that every year, Mr. Fineman.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. You can also pledge online at WFMU.org. Let's hear something from this other prize that we'll give away in about 8 minutes, 7 minutes. It's called New Breed R&B Money Talks. Thank you to the people at Kent and Ace in England for donating this and for all the great stuff they've done over the years. I'm playing this off my own 45 copy of it, though. It's Big Boy Groves, and it's called Bucket of Blood on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Everybody's going across the track. A little old smoked-out chicken shack. So jump a little place called a Bucket of Blood. If you get out of line, your name is Mud.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood. Bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
The cooking is done by Big Mama's niece. Catfish and chicken fried in the same grease. If you want to get served, just sit down and wait. Or you'll look down the barrel of a 38.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood. Bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
You can hear the jukebox blasting for blocks around. But nobody dares tell them to turn it down. The cats will hang around a 7 foot tall. They'll knock you down and dare you to fall.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood. Bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
Two men walks in and scans the deck. It's a city morgue making a routine check. They find a body sprawled behind the door. Somebody stepped on somebody's toe.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood. Bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
Big Bad John walks in and tries to flirt with a chick in a corner wearing a tight tail skirt. A left to the body and a hard right cross. She shows Big John who's the boss.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood. Bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
Little Joe walks in, fresh out of jail. Takes a chew of barbed wine, spits out a nail. Walks over to the counter and orders some grub. Reaches out his hand and ends up with a nub.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood. Bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
Now I've traveled across country and I've been around. And there's a bucket of blood in every town. Sometimes they call it a fancy name. But it's a bucket of blood just the same.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood. Bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
I think I first heard this Big Boy Groves song on that Bob Dylan theme time radio hour.
Oh,
perhaps,
that's very interesting.
Which was a
Bucking
cool show.
Of blood.
Yeah. Good one. 800-989-9368. Just a few minutes left. Pledge online, WFMU.org. Get in on the running for the New Breed R&B Money Talks CD that features that track, Bucket of Blood. Get the premium CD.
Fine wine.
Going in for Purple Pizza.
You are a nice guy, a good guy, doing something really good. And I hope folks will remember that and pledge right now at WFMU.org. Just like Jason and Emily did in Washington. They've already pledged, but hearing you and me together, they had to up their pledge.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
So let's hear the title track from the other title track from Going Ape for Purple Pizza. This is called Purple Pizza. I don't even know how to categorize this record, but it's
groovy.
I got this a while ago, and it's another one that's nowhere to be found online. Can't Shazam it. Can't really Google it. The Purple Pizza Eaters. Purple Pizza.
If a tree falls and you can't Shazam it, did it make any noise?
Okay, we are out of time. Here's one more track from the premium CD, though. This is a group called Power of Attorney. The track is called Fillet of Soul. Thank you, Michael Shelley. That was really fun. I'll see you tomorrow because I'm going to come in and MC for Rex.
That sounds
just like, as your show ends.
I'd like to just give away these last two things if we could.
Yeah, let's do that first. Let me say the station ID and stuff. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, everybody who volunteered, everybody in the phone room, everybody who cooks for us. Thank you so much. Thanks to everybody who pledged. Michael, give away those prizes.
For the next LCD, can you write an article about the Elmer's glue thing? Seriously, I think it's a good idea. Huge thanks. The New Breed goes to John in Brooklyn. Thanks to
the
folks at Kent Ace. And the grand prize, the Flintstones 45 box set, goes to Laurel in Wakehill, New York. Walkill, sorry.
Congratulations. Thanks.
Thanks, Laurel.
I'll see you tomorrow, Michael.
Thank you, Mr. Finewine. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.
Call 1-800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. This is week two of the WFMU fundraiser, and we're almost there, but we still got a long way to go, so let's get those phones ringing.